and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading The Fox and the Cat. One day, the cat happened to meet Mr. Fox in the forest, and because she thought to herself, "He is so clever, experienced, and greatly respected in the world," she spoke to him in a friendly way. "Good day, my dear Mr. Fox. How are things going with you? What's up? How are you managing in these hard times?" The fox, consumed by his own arrogance, examined the cat from head to toe and pondered for some time whether he should deign to answer or not. Finally he said, "Oh, you miserable whisker licker, you spotted fool, you meager mouse hunter, what nerve you have! How dare you ask how things are going with me? What have you ever learned? How many skills have you acquired?"
"I can do only one thing," responded the cat modestly.
"What's that?" asked the fox.
"When the dogs are chasing after me, I can save myself by scrambling up a tree."
"Is that all?" said the fox. "I've acquired over 100 skills, and have a bag full of tricks besides. You're so pitiful that you make me want to cry. But I'll take you with me, and teach you how to get away from dogs."
Just at that moment, a huntsman approached with 4 dogs. The cat sprang nimbly up a tree and sat down at the top, where the branches and leaves completely concealed her.
"Open your bag, Mr. Fox, open your bag," the cat called out to him. But the dogs had already pounced on him and held him tight.
"Oh, Mr. Fox," cried the cat, "you and your 100 skills don't seem to be working right now. If you had been able to climb up here like me, you wouldn't be doomed to die."
The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.